5:39, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, joined now by Stephen Dinan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Well, 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 the Fed shut down an Amish farm for selling fresh milk. When I saw this story, you know, I actually had heard about it in the past. I guess you were working on it or someone was working on it, because this is something that's been going on for a couple of years. But, I have to laugh out loud sometimes at, you know, what our government gets involved in and the fact that they're raiding this guy's farm over this milk. I don't know. Set the story for me, will you?
Yeah, sure. So it's exactly. I mean, you hit the contours pretty well. This guy, for a little more than 2 years, the FDA has been targeting this Amish farmer just outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Dan Algier, and he owns a farm called Rainbow Acres, and follows organic practices and that sort of stuff, and he sells his milk. There's a very, very, very eager public of about 500 people or so here in the Washington area who all want raw milk, fresh milk, unpasteurized milk, and they set up a buying club to get the milk from him. And so he, of course, happy to have the customers shipped down here, made regular shipments to drop points here where the folks would come and get it. The FDA got wind of this and essentially launched a sting operation with straw purchases going through trying to have one of their investigators made, I think it's 23 different purchases, and each time had the milk delivered. They took the milk to laboratories to test to prove that it was, in fact, unpasteurized. They made a 5 a.m. visit to his farm to try and investigate up there, and he kicked them off the property, but not before they'd observed labels on milk cartons, basically designating shipment to Maryland addresses, and then so went and introduced all of that in court and prosecuted him for violating the law by selling across state lines, and as of earlier this month, won a judgment from a judge that he's not allowed to sell across state lines. And he told his customers here that he could not sell to them anymore, but said rather than deal with the FDA and worry about this, he's just going to shut the whole operation down, the farm down altogether.
How widespread is this? Do you know? Is this something that happens routinely across the country?
For which? For raids or for the sales themselves?
Well, actually for both, now that you mentioned it.
the sales are actually... Pennsylvania, the reason he's allowed to operate in the first place is that Pennsylvania has no law outlawing fresh milk sales. There are a number of states. There are states on both sides of that. Maryland does outlaw fresh milk sales. I believe the District of Columbia does as well, but Pennsylvania does not. So he could run a farm and sell to anyone in Pennsylvania who wants to buy, but anybody who transfers it across state lines, him or a customer who transfers it across state lines, is violating federal regulations, violating the FDA's rules that they've promulgated under the law. So that's, the sales themselves, there's actually a growing community that's looking for this because they believe there are health benefits and pasteurized milk actually lacks a lot of health benefits. There's a growing community trying to buy it. The raids themselves, when I did the first story earlier, I guess last year, I spoke with a consumer group that defends these folks, and they said that the raids are, that it's not unheard of for there to be raids and for them to go after these folks. One question I haven't been able to get answered yet, I've put in the request to find out how much money the government spent to go after this farmer. And so it doesn't sound like I'll get that information for, today, but at some point here I'll go through a Freedom of Information request to get that information, because it'll be very interesting to see what the government spent to do this.
Now, you mentioned that some people believe there are great benefits to drinking this raw milk. What type of benefits?
Well, so pasteurization, for your listeners who don't know, pasteurization is essentially the process of raising food, raising the temperature of food, heating it to kill off harmful bacteria.
Right.
And so the folks who are fans of raw milk say that actually a lot of that bacteria is good, and that what you're doing is you're killing off some of killing off the nutrients and the benefits of it. At the same time, they point to these are all personal anecdotes, but they talk about having immune system problems, just there, and for them and their children in particular, they say we're always sick, had bad teeth, and yet once they started on raw milk, their immune system immediately picked up, their dental health was in good shape. There was a rally. They held a rally outside of the Capitol last year and actually brought a cow in and drank raw milk right here on basically an act of civil disobedience right across the Constitution Avenue from the Senate. And one of the people I was talking with there was talking about having grown up on a farm with raw milk and how she'd never had a cavity in her life, and comparing that with friends who had all sorts of dental problems. So it's all anecdotal. The FDA and Centers for Disease Control both say that there's no evidence that pasteurization kills, it takes away nutrients and takes away health benefits, and they actually point to deaths, you know, back before pasteurization was widespread in the 1920s and 1930s, there were all sorts of deaths from bacteria attributable to bad milk, essentially. So that's why pasteurization is the standard, the federal standard at this point.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking about this when I was reading your story today. Here we live in an area where raw seafood is consumed daily, whether it be clams or oysters. I mean, all kinds of things. I mean, people eat, you know, all kinds of grades of sushi. And you would think that that's the kind of stuff that you'd have to worry about, particularly coming out of some of the polluted environments today. But yet, there are no rules and regulations regarding that. I can go down the bay, I can grab some oysters, I can rip them open and eat them, you know. But yet, you can't drink the milk from a cow.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, and that's what angers the folks who are fans of raw milk so much. Is to them, the rules make no sense. And in particular, going after an individual farmer makes no sense to them. You know, the FDA and CDC would tell you that I guess they've crunched the numbers and argued that the number of illnesses and deaths that went on back in the 1800s and up through 1920, 1930 when it became common makes it, they would argue that the numbers lean in favor of pasteurization. But, you know, the folks on the other side make the point that every year you find maybe the number of cases of folks getting sick from unpasteurized dairy products is minuscule compared to the folks who are still getting sick from supposedly safe pasteurized product.
Yeah. Huh. Strange story. All right, so this guy's just going to shut the farm down, huh?
Yeah, just shut it down. And so it left, you know, those 500 people in the Washington area who are fans are now all scrambling. These are really dedicated folks. And interestingly enough, they bring folks from both sides of the political spectrum. You find folks very liberal and very conservative, very libertarian in particular, who all say, why does the government have a role in telling me what food I can feed my children? And they're very dedicated. In particular, the parents in there are very dedicated about getting this supply for their children. And so the ones I've talked with all said, we're just going to go find another place. Shutting him down does not stop us from trying to find this food to consume.
Yeah. Huh. Well, at least I know now, you see the campaign, Got Milk? I know at least 500 people are going to say no anymore.
Not right now, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Stephen, thanks for your help. We'll do it again.
Sounds good.
See ya. Stephen Dynan of the Washington Times. That is just a bizarre story. The guy's going to shut his farm down now, you know, under pressure from the Fed. And, my feeling is if people want to drink that stuff, you know, knock yourself out. I don't care. But evidently the federal government has a different idea.